This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and we are very pleased to be joined by Perth resident Doug James, and we are going to be talking about a very special anniversary that is coming up. It's the 200th anniversary of St. John the Baptist Church in the town. Doug, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob. Nice to be here.
And before we get started, I just asked you what your title was, and you've got, I mean, if you had a business card, it would be a pamphlet, because it sounds like there's a lot that you do. But what is your position with the church, sir?
I'm chairman of the Property and Finance Committee.
And you've been with the church for many, many years.
Well, since we came to Perth originally, from Kingston. My wife was from Napanee. I'm from Kingston by way of Toronto in 1975. Yes.
Wow. And so you know your stuff when it comes to the church, and you've probably seen a lot too.
There are a lot of people in Perth who are still in Perth who were born and brought up here. So I'm not an official Perthite.
Well, let's talk about the church. We are celebrating 200 years of this church, and we were talking off air a little bit beforehand. I was surprised that it took that long after Perth was founded in order for the church itself to be founded.
Yes. Actually, it was one of the six first parishes in the Archdiocese of Kingston. And it's been told to me that the Archdiocese of Kingston is the first Catholic diocese in the British Empire, certainly the first diocese in the province of Ontario, out of which Toronto, then Ottawa, I think Sault Ste. Marie all were formed out of the diocese in Kingston. And Perth was one of the original six churches that was founded out of that diocese.
When you think about a church, like, the easy question for me to ask would be, when was the church built? But really, I think that cuts off part of the story, because in order for it to be built, there was plenty that those who wanted it to happen had to go through first.
That's right. At the very beginning, the missionaries were coming up from Kingston to Perth from 1813 to 1822. And the first parish priest that we had in Perth came in 1823, and he was a resident then of Perth from that time on. It's been noted in our history that the first service that he had was a funeral for a man by the name of Elias Laverne. So even Elias is somewhat famous in our history at St. John's as well.
And the land that the church is on, it occupies a really sizable lot, if you will. The land has been, good use has been made of the land, but how did they get that land?
It was some part of it was purchased, but most of it, I understand, was donated by a fellow by the name of Alexander Tom. And Alexander Tom was a noted Anglican in Perth, and for some reason, I don't know the history of that, he donated a good part of that 3-acre parcel of land to the Catholic Archdiocese in Kingston.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, for the building, first of all, of a church, and the church was built in 1838, and it was called St. Bridget's at that time. And of course, St. Bridget's is a noted offshoot now of the parish in Perth. St. Bridget's is the name of the church in Stanleyville.
It's really, it's interesting how this all ties together. And then over the years, of course, the school was built, the convent was built as well. When these churches were built 200 years ago, they were made to impress. The architecture is absolutely stunning, not only in Catholic churches, but others as well from around that time. They are often the tallest building in a town. You can see them, save maybe for a water tower. You can see them from miles around. That's by design.
That is by design, and it's because of the belfry, where the bells are. The bells were rung any number of times during the day in olden times, but not quite as often now. Certainly, we call it the Angelus bell, and you may hear it ring at noon hour, at 12 noon. Our Angelus bell at St. John's rings still, and that's a call to prayer, I guess, is still what it is, the Angelus bell. But that's the reason for it, was the belfry, to make a sound that would go all over the town, and that's the reason for the height as well. But it's the dominance. You wanted to get the lifting to heaven, I guess, is a theme that they often thought of too. But they were built by parishioners at very little cost to the church itself, to the diocese in Kingston.
And that, to me, is the most amazing part, because these buildings, I mean, if you look at building something like St. John right now, like, we're talking millions of dollars in order for that to come together. And at the time, it was still, you know, very expensive. I mean, you talk about deflation and what money was worth at the time. It's no easy task, but the community came together.
The community came together to build its place of worship. Sundays back then were very, very important days. They were the day of rest and observed as the day of rest. And it really all began with a church service for all Christian churches on Sunday morning. So
tell us a little bit more about the history since then. There's I'm sure that there's more modern stories that can be told, and there's a lot that's happened in the past two centuries.
Yeah. Well, notable, I guess, in my time, we had a major restoration of the church from 1995. To the year 2000, I think it was. Yes, from 1995 to the year 2000. And we found in the basement four tombstones. And our research into the church disclosed that there were at least two priests buried under the church, under the sanctuary of the church. And two of those tombstones marked the graves in the basement of where those priests were, and part of our restoration was to bring the four gravestones that we found. We don't know if the other two priests are buried there, but certainly we know that there are two priests that are buried under the sanctuary of the church, and we brought part of that restoration was to bring those tombstones up and put them on display inside the church. And part of also that restoration, a lady by the name of Jane Byrne in Perth donated a significant amount of money towards that restoration. All of the stained glass windows were taken out of the church and taken back to Toronto, where they were originally built, made, and restored to their magnificent colors now. And as well, we have Stations of the Cross, 14 Stations of the Cross in the church, and those 14 Stations of the Cross were taken back to Montreal and restored as well. So that restoration, I was part of that committee. I was on the Property and Finance Committee back then even, they were big projects.
I remember attending a church in the Byward Market in Ottawa. I do believe it was St. Bridget's. And they were restoring a couple of the walls, and they had discovered these beautiful paintings under the walls. Yeah. And so over the next many months, we got to see the progress week by week as to how it was coming along. That was a huge endeavor. You're talking about the entire church. Like, you know, for most churches, having those stained glass windows restored would be one project. Yeah. But to have like the Stations of the Cross and, you know, the project honoring the legacy of those four priests, it's amazing.
It was amazing. Somebody who was very notable in that restoration, she's a well-known artist in Perth, Elaine Cavalier. She was the interior decorator. She came up with the color scheme of the interior of the church now. And there could very well, these paintings that you described on the wall are called frescoes. There could very well have been those in the church, but we weren't able to find them. And Elaine, in her wisdom, came up with the color scheme, the decoration that we have now as part of that restoration of 19, I think it was 1995 to 2000.
Yeah,
I think it was, I might have even been earlier than that, but
it got done, and that's what
it got
matters.
Done. Yes.
We have time for maybe one more
good
piece of information that you know, that you'd like to tell us about the church and about its history.
Well, as far as the history is concerned, the convent is a very notable structure on that build on that property, and we call it the old convent. There is a new convent as well at 15 Church Street, but the old convent that is between the rectory and St. John's Elementary School, it was built in 1892, and I think at the beginning there were 12 Sisters of Providence from Kingston who lived in that convent, and they taught, they were the teachers at St. John's Elementary, the original teachers, and they certainly were very prominent in Perth during those years. That convent now is owned by the school board, and it's filled with asbestos, so it may not ever be used again because it would be so expensive to
do that abatement.
That abatement of the asbestos. So we don't know what's going to happen to it, but certainly because of where it's situated, we never really want it to go out of our hands, because if it did, who might move into it? Who might do what to it?
Absolutely. And it is, it's beautiful too. It's a very attractive building as well. So it's not like it's a dilapidated home that's sitting there not being used. I'm sure that there's a level of maintenance that is carried out on that building as well to ensure that it stays looking that way.
I hope so. That's all in the hands of the school board, of course, because we sold the building to the school board for the purpose of the first St. John's High School was in that building until they were able to build the new building out on the Scotch line.
Well, there's a couple of celebrations that are coming up that we want our listeners to know about. There will be a family fun day that's coming up June 24th, correct?
That's correct. And that's going to be a barbecue. It's a free event, it's there for family and certainly for children. There are going to be fun castles and all sorts of games and things like that on June the 24th, which is this coming Saturday. Saturday?
Yeah, this coming Saturday.
And then on July 9th, the Archbishop down in Kingston is coming up, and that's when the big celebration, a banquet. There's going to be a banquet at Farrell Hall, and everybody is going to, that's going to be a paid event. So we are selling tickets after each service, after each mass, for that event, and we'll see what happens. But we've already got 100 people coming, and the hall will only hold 200-250, so we've got till July 9th, and everybody is welcome to that event. We're inviting dignitaries, our members of parliament, members of the legislature, the mayor. I don't know that we've heard back from them yet, but everybody is being invited because it is a significant event for the town of Perth. 200 years of an old church.
Yeah. A landmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners, sir, about maybe just how important this church is to you and the community it serves?
Yes, it's a very important mainstay as far as a lot of people's lives are concerned. a lot of children were baptized there, were married there. They've received their first communion. So it is a very historical structure, a very historical meeting for a number of people in the town of Perth and the surrounding area, because now we have taken in four other churches, four other parishes that are on the outskirts of Perth, St. Bridget's in Stanleyville, Sacred Heart in Lanark Village, Dewitt's Corners, Ferguson's Falls. All of those have been incorporated almost into one parish. There's only one parish priest with an assistant parish priest for all of those churches now. And there are five churches centered out of Perth, but they're still separate parishes. But they were there because of winter conditions and people trying to travel to church in the winter. But now, with everybody coming to Perth anyway to do everything else, a lot of them are coming from. We're even getting people coming from Westport to Perth to attend services. So,
it's an important building, and yes, it's certainly an important Catholic community too that has been built over the last two centuries here in Perth. I want to thank you so much, Doug, for being here today. Really appreciate it. And I mean, here's to another 200 years. Neither one of us will be around to see that, but certainly the church will go that long. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Our guest today here, Doug James, who's been talking about the 200th anniversary of St. John the Baptist Church in town. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.